to TAC Talks Shorts. My name is Mel Hartley from the Trainee Accreditation Council, or TAC, and today we're going to have a short talk on when you need to notify TAC about your third-party arrangements. Before we do, I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on, the Whadjuk people. We wish to acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region. Now, jumping straight in, Clause 8.3 of the Standards for Registered Training Organisations 2015 outlines the requirement for RTOs to notify its regulator of any written agreement entered into for the delivery of services on its behalf. This includes notifying TAC when entering into an agreement with a third party, either within 30 calendar days of the agreement being entered into, or prior to the obligations of the agreement taking effect. So out of these two, it is whichever occurs first. RTOs can notify TAC of any agreements by completing the RTO 3 Notification of Third Party Agreement form, which is located under the Application Forms tab in the RTO portal. You must also notify TAC within 30 calendar days of the agreement coming to an end. However, there has been a recent enhancement to the RTO portal where if your RTO has advised of a completion date to your third-party arrangement, the system will automatically show that the agreement has ceased. As a result, you will only need to advise TAC if the completion date has changed or the agreement has been extended. So what actually constitutes a third party? Well, a third-party arrangement is when any of the following services are provided on behalf of the RTO, with the first being training and assessment. Now, this is unless it is through a workplace supervisor or contributes to evidence collection or training, or there is a contract of employment between an RTO and its employee, for example, a contract trainer or assessor. The second is activities related to the recruitment of prospective learners, such as marketing, enrollment, and/or inductions, or the collection of fees. This does not include where students have been referred and the referring company does not receive payment from the RTO, for example, Centrelink. And finally, education and support services, which may include providing pre-enrollment materials, study support and study skills programs, language, literacy and numeracy programs or referrals to these programs, equipment, resources and or programs to increase access for learners with disabilities and other learners, learning resource centres, flexible scheduling and delivery of training and assessment, the customisation of learning materials for specific groups or into alternative formats, or finally any other services that the RTO considers necessary to support learners to achieve competency. I would like to remind you to review your scope of delivery in the RTO portal frequently and ensure that where a party is providing a service on your behalf, that this is listed against the training product. As always, please check the standards for RTOs for more information on this topic. However, a number of additional resources are available on the TAC website, wa.gov.au/TAC. And this includes the two fact sheets called Third Party Arrangements for RTOs and Third Party Arrangements for the Third Party. Thank you for listening to this TAC Talk Short on the requirements of notifying TAC of third party arrangements.